Adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans, stand by. Dick Tracy is on the air.
Stand by, everyone, for another thrilling episode in this electrically transcribed series of Dick Tracy detective adventures brought to you by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. Those two specially delicious refreshing cereals that are shot from guns to give you lots of trigger-fast food energy. Are you good at sports like baseball, tennis, and all those swell games we play all spring and summer? Are you one of the first to be picked when the fellows and girls choose up sides? Well, I hope so, because it's not much fun to be left out. And one reason why some boys and girls are left out is that while they may be big and have lots of muscle, they're short on food energy. That's why so many thousands of keen athletic fellows and girls get the trigger-fast food energy they need from hearty breakfasts of crisp, delicious puffed wheat one day and then puffed rice the next. Those two tasty cereals are shot from guns. The energy-packed grains of nourishing wheat and rice are actually exploded to 8 times their normal size. All the tiny, hard-to-digest food cells are unlocked. Now they're especially easy to digest, and you get their quick food energy much more quickly and easily. So be keen, alert, alive like Dick Tracy. Ask Mother now to get you some Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice from the grocer that displays the Dick Tracy headquarters sign right away. Well, the battle between Dick Tracy, foremost detective of his time, and Vernon Kyle, bad man of the great Northwest, has indeed become desperate. In our last episode, we heard how Kyle and his men, in a hand-to-hand encounter, overcame Dick and Pat and took them to a secret hideout in the hills. Dick contrived to send a code message to Junior by means of the secret ring. And then as the episode ended, Kyle and his men robbed the local bank and were about to flee to Fairbanks. But not until they had put Dick and Pat out of the way. Listen.
Well, I warned you, Tracy, but you wouldn't listen, huh? I told you to keep your nose out of my business, to stay out of Pitchblende. Well, now I'm going to show you that I meant every word I said. Tracy, you haven't got much longer to live. If you got anything to say, you better say it.
I have nothing to say.
Well, Patton, you've done a lot of talking in your time. Here's your last chance. Got anything to say?
Nothing. Only get it over with.
Impatient, huh? You're not fooling me. You're not as cool as you pretend to be.
I suppose you'd like a few tears and a plea for pity.
We're ready, boys.
Good. So you're not going to plead for yourself, huh? Well, it's just as well. You'd be wasting your time. Okay, boys. And be gentle with him.
Okay, boys.
All right, boys. Get on your horses.
Dick.
Yes, Pat.
Well, looks like we'd better say goodbye.
Yes, Pat, I'm afraid it is goodbye. I guess that message didn't get through to Junior.
No, it doesn't look like it.
Ready with those horses?
All set, boys.
Well, so long, Dick.
Well, don't give up all hope, Pat. We may still have a chance.
All right, you guys. Get going.
Move that horse and you're a dead man, friend.
Round him up, boys.
All right, boys. All right, get him out.
Dick. Look, it's Junior in the mountains. Junior.
Junior. Hi, Dick. All right?
Yes, yes. We're both all right, thanks to you. Good work, Junior.
Drop those guns, Kyle, and you'd better advise the boys to do the same.
All right, boys. All right. They haven't got anything on us anyway.
No, no, they've got it, boys. Just a little matter of catching you in the act of trying to hang Tracy and Patton.
And if I'm not mistaken, that black bag contains the money stolen from the Pitchblende Bank last night. Kyle, perhaps you'd better change your mind about our not having anything on you. We've got you just where we want you.
Gee, Dick, I was afraid the Marty's wouldn't get here in time.
Well, you did get here, Junior, and that's all that matters.
I'm always glad to see you, Junior. But this time, well, boy, I'm positively overjoyed.
Tracy, you certainly got away with it this time.
I warned you a long time ago, Kyle, that the game you were playing was a losing one, but you couldn't get away with it forever. You'll have plenty of time to think things over in jail. All right, boys, take them away.
We'll meet again someday, Tracy. When we do, watch out.
It'll be a long time before he has a chance to meet anybody except his prison keeper. Well, Dick, now that this case is all over, I guess we'll be getting back to the States, huh?
Oh, gee, can't we stay up here for a while just to have some fun? Now that Kyle's out of the way, we can have a swell
time. I'm afraid, Junior, we've got to leave right away. That letter Kyle showed me, the letter from Tess, says that we're wanted urgently. We'll leave for Peel River tonight. And in a few days, we'll be back in the city.
Well, Dick, you can see the lights of Newark in the distance.
Yep. Another few minutes, we'll land. I'll be happy to see Tess again after all these weeks. That letter of hers worries me.
I wonder what's up, Dick.
We'll find out when we meet, Tess Jr. There's something to do with a man named Acton Shelby, an inventor.
Calling Flight 72. Calling Flight 72. Calling Flight 72.
Go ahead, Flight 72.
Special message for Dick Tracy aboard Flight 72.
Dick, do you hear that?
Listen.
A message received here at Newark Airport, addressed to Dick Tracy. Quote, it is urgent that you come to Washington, D.C. tonight. We are in great need of your assistance. Have wired Chief Brandon and secured leave of absence for you. Do not let anything stand in your way. You must be in Washington tonight. Unquote. Signed, Wyndham Norridge.
Say, Dick, what does that mean?
Must be pretty urgent if they have to get the message to us this way.
That's quite true, Pat. Wyndham Norridge is one of the biggest men in the country. Chairman of the board of at least a half a dozen giant corporations. And a power to be figured with politically. Well, this calls for rather an abrupt change in plans. I'll have to take off again the moment we reach Newark. That means I haven't time to see Tess and find out what the Shelby business is all about.
Have you any ideas to what Norwich might want of you, Dick?
Not the slightest. Obviously, it must be something very important, or Norwich wouldn't have a message sent through to the plane. Oh, pilot.
Yes, Mr. Tracy?
We'll be landing soon, won't we?
Yes, sir. Another few minutes.
Good. Will you radio the ground station to have a special plane ready for me? I'll have to take off for Washington almost the moment we land.
Very good, sir. Flight 72 calling Newark. Flight 72 calling Newark. Flight 72 calling Newark.
Well, here we are back at Newark Airport.
Yep. Come on, Pat, Junior.
All right.
Tracy! Mr. Tracy?
Yes, what is it?
You received the message relayed through to you in the plane?
From Norwich, yes.
No, they just came through, sir.
Well, let's have it, please.
Here you are, sir.
Listen to this, Pat. Proceed with all haste. Also, watch your step. Spies may be watching you. Signed, Wyndham Norwich.
Spies? What spies? What is this supposed to mean?
Well, we're not going to waste time trying to guess what it means. Is that plane ready for us to take off for Washington?
Warming up now, sir.
Good. I want to get to a phone, please.
This way, Mr. Tracy.
Be back in a few moments, Pat.
Right.
Hello? Hello, Tess?
Hello? Oh, Dick. Oh, I'm so glad to hear from you. Is everything all right, Dick?
Well, I'm not sure, dear. I've just received an urgent message to come to Washington at once.
To Washington?
Yes. I'm wanted by Wyndham Norwich. You know him by reputation, of course. Now, listen, Tess. Can this Shelby business wait?
Well, how long are you going to be gone?
Oh, I haven't any idea. A few days, perhaps weeks. As a matter of fact, I'm completely in the dark as to what this is all about. All I know is it's very important.
Well, Acton Shelby is most anxious to get hold of you, Dick. He seems to be in desperate need of your advice and protection. It's something about his invention, an important invention, I gather, and someone called the Brain who's trying to rob him of it.
The Brain, huh? Well, if the Brain is involved, Shelby has reason to be uneasy. Where is Shelby now?
Why, he left this morning for a meeting with some railroad officials in Chicago. Chief Brandon has given him a bodyguard of 2 policemen.
Good. Well, I'm afraid the Shelby business will just have to wait, Tess. This message from Washington is very urgent.
Mr. Tracy.
Excuse me, Tess.
Yes,
what is it?
Your plane's ready to start, sir.
All right, be right there. Well, Tess, dear, I've got to go. I'll call you from Washington just as soon as I can.
All right, Dick.
And if anything comes up on the Shelby business, telephone me long distance. You can get me through Wyndham Norwich.
All right, I'll remember. Dick, I don't know what you're going into. But promise me to be careful.
Of course, Tess. Goodbye, dear.
Bye.
All right. I'm ready to go to the plane now.
This way, sir.
Dick, the more I think about it, the more stirred up I get about these messages you've received. I've been trying to make out what they mean. What do you suppose Wyndham Norwich wants with you?
I don't know, Pat. There can be no question about its importance.
I'll say. First a radiogram to your plane, and then another warning you to be careful, saying the spies may be on your trail. If that isn't the way a big case begins, I don't know the signal.
Well, who could these spies be, Dick, do you know?
Haven't any idea at the moment, Junior.
All I can say is goodbye to that rest I've been looking forward to.
Well, there'll be time to talk of rest, Pat. Any summons from Wyndham Norwich is bound to be important. He has no time for anything but vitally important matters.
Calling Flight 43. Washington calling Flight 43. Washington calling Flight 43.
Flight 43. Go ahead, Washington.
Message for Dick Tracy aboard Flight 43. Quote, you are in a dangerous position, and I feel it necessary to warn you once again to exert all the caution at your command. My messages to you have been picked up by the enemy. I am afraid they may try to prevent your safe arrival here in Washington. Be on the lookout. Unquote. Signed, Wyndham Norwich. That is all.
Another warning from Norwich, huh?
Yep. And a man of Norwich's standing isn't scared of his shadow, you know.
Gosh, Dick, looks like we're in for... Oh, gee, what are we in for? It's all so mysterious. The enemy intercepting messages and trying to prevent our arrival.
Yeah, and who then... is this enemy? We don't even know that. It certainly sounds as if Norwich expects plenty of trouble.
Say, look, there's the Washington Airport down below there. You see the lights on the runway?
Yes, Junior. We'll be in a few moments.
Mr. Tracy?
Yes, pilot?
I'm afraid there's something wrong, sir.
Something wrong? Well, then don't let the others hear you. No use worrying them. What is it, pilot?
The undercarriage of the plane is stuck. I can't seem to let it down.
What's that? Did I hear you say the undercarriage is stuck?
Say, if something's wrong, Dick, we want to know about it, too. What were you whispering about?
Well, it is the undercarriage.
What are the details, pilot?
I've been trying to lower it for the past 5 minutes. The mechanism is jammed.
Well, can't you fix it?
Not a chance. Looks like someone has tampered with the wires.
Tampered with the wires?
It'll take two good mechanics and a couple of hours' work to fix this.
Huh. Well, it looks as if the enemy, whoever he is, has begun his dirty work early.
Well, what do we do? We've got to land, don't we?
Gosh, we'll crack up. What can stop us?
We've enough gas for about another half hour. We'll have to keep circling around until then.
Yeah, and after that, we'll have to land, whether we want to or not.
Pilot, radio down to the field, have a fire engine and an ambulance stand by.
Right. That's all we can do, sir. Get them there and then land and take our chances.
What a situation to be in. Who tampered with the airplane's undercarriage? Will our friends crash when the pilot tries to land his crippled plane? And what is the meaning of the mysterious message from Wyndham Norwich? And now you're invited to attend our Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol meeting by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, these specially delicious, refreshing cereals that are shot from guns to give you trigger-fast food energy. And it looks like a big day for us, all right, because here comes Tess Trueheart, president of the National Girls Division, with Junior, our patrol president, right now.
The meeting will now come to order, and today we're happy to report that last week was a banner week for the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol.
Thousands of the finest boys and girls in the country joined the patrol.
And believe me, Dick Tracy is mighty proud of you fellas who are joining the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol.
He's proud of all you girls who are joining the National Girls Division, too, and so am I.
Say, let's give all the new members a special salute, shall we?
Fine. Members of the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol and of the National Girls Division, we salute you.
And now Dick Tracy wants me to ask you a question. Listen, have you joined the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol or the National Girls Division yet?
If not, join now, boys and girls. Show Dick Tracy that you're with him and for him. Show him that you're on your toes, that you love real adventure, and that you stand for law and order.
Right. And share in all our swell secret detective activities with us. It's great fun.
As soon as you join, Dick Tracy sends you your Dick Tracy secret code book, your official badge, and special patrol pledge all free.
So join right now.
It's easy. You just get two Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops, or one of each. Print your name on a plain piece of paper, write the word boy or girl at the top, put it in an envelope with your two Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops, and mail it to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago. And then you're a full-fledged member, and you also enjoy Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, those specially delicious, nourishing cereals that are shot from guns to give you lots of trigger-fast food energy. So ask Mother now to get you some Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice at the grocer's right away.
Calling all adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by for another exciting electrically transcribed Dick Tracy adventure tomorrow at this same time. That is all.